Welcome to Arkansas Cooks. This is your host, Mary Tweet, and I'm here to meet and eat with Arkansas cooks, and then I tell you all about it. Hot Springs, Arkansas has a savory pantry right downtown on Central Avenue, and you are going to love it. Don't go away. You're listening to Arkansas Cooks. Good afternoon, I am Mary Tweet, and you are listening to Arkansas Cooks. If you have been listening to Arkansas Cooks for a long time, then you have picked up probably the fact that one of my very favorite places to eat is at the Pancake Shop in downtown Hot Springs, right on Central Avenue. Now, Keely DeSalvo inherited this landmark restaurant from her mother, and she has kept it in the beautiful, wonderful place that it's always been. A great pancake house. Then she added this amazing small store next door called the Savory Pantry. And the cool thing about the Savory Pantry is that it opens early in the morning and caters to the waiting breakfast customers right around 8 o'clock when it's getting really busy and everybody wants pancake shop pancakes, especially the bananas. Anyway, it has blossomed from there. And I went to talk to them at the Savory Pantry, and I was fortunate to get Kathy Rasmussen, the wonderful manager they have at the Savory Pantry, and we had a great time. We worked our way all the way around. So off we go to the Savory Pantry.
Not many gourmet food stores, I think, in the world that open at 8 a.m. Most of them open at 10 a.m., but in Hot Springs, Arkansas, right on Central Avenue, right in downtown, if you're familiar with Hot Springs, it's across the street from the Arlington, is the Savory Pantry. And I'm here with Kathy Rasmussen, who is the manager are you the manager?
That's what hat I'm wearing today, yes.
Yes, ma'am. The manager of the Savory Pantry. And the Savory Pantry, if you've been in Hot Springs, used to be on the other side of the pancake shop.
Yes, a little bitty place.
A little bitty place. They moved on the other side. They just flip-flopped. And the reason you open at 8 a.m. is because of the very thing that is in the middle of you is the pancake shop.
Pancake shop, yes. They open at 6:45. And we are there when they get a big waiting list. They come over here. We'll have coffee in the back. And then, plus, we have a huge captive audience over there, so there's no reason not to be open. People think we're brilliant. They're like, how do you do this? Do you know the people next door? How are you so smart to be open? Everyone else is closed. Like, yes, we are very smart. Yeah. I do now, eventually tell them.
I know. You might know that Keely DeSalvo, who owns the pancake shop, whose mother actually bought the pancake shop from the original owners years ago, mm-hmm. in the 30s probably, or 40s.
I believe so, yeah. 30s, 40s.
And bought the recipes. The pancake shop is really everything.
And taste everything, yes.
And I love it. We've it's 8 o'clock and the phone's already rang 3 times.
Yes.
I mean, you know.
Father's
so.
Day. And are you open? What are your hours?
Yeah.
That's when
yeah.
the phone starts ringing.
Yeah. So fortunately for shoppers like me, it's open at 8 a.m. And I can finish my banana pancake.
Yes.
And I can come over here and browse. And, you know, I don't think there's a time that we come to the pancake shop that we don't go to the Savory Pantry.
Good.
So, Kathy, I'm excited because you're going to kind of show us around the Savory Pantry today.
Kind of walk you through.
Where do you want to start?
Let's start over here.
Because this is like a gourmet, mecca.
And we have it arranged to where when people come in, you've got your suite over here. We've got the jams and jellies. We have, this is kind of where everybody immediately goes to. We've got several of these, the bathtub gin, which is a very small... two girls that made the recipe from their grandmother's recipes, and they've got little cocktails that go with them. So, like, they've got a coconut rum.
That's what these are right here. Oh, those are cute.
And then she's got a Caribbean caper recipe that she does with this one, limoncello and strawberry. They're all made with spirits and fruit, and they won the Good Food Awards. We met them in San Francisco. and just fell in love with these girls, and their products are wonderful. Plus, they are so cool with this 1920s look, and you know, with the Great Gatsby and everything coming back out. We thought that was kind of
that a, is really cute. So they're almost like a jam, but there's a lot of different things you can do with them.
And you know, bathtub gin, since we bathe the world, Hot Springs does. We thought, well, okay, this is just like, it's a twofer. It's like, woohoo, there we go.
Yeah, and you know, to me, this is set up like a library, because in this entire, you know, there's shelves on both sides of the store. It looks kind of like the library of gourmet foods to me.
I think that's how a good way to describe it. We try to put the sweet together, and it just kind of tells a story as you go through. We've got everything from Wild Maine Blueberry from Stonewall Kitchen to the strawberry rhubarb and the lingonberry, which Dr. Oz did a big special about lingonberry, and our website just went nuts. Everybody ordered lingonberry. Coffee and the pancake shop coffee and also West Rock coffee. But it kind of runs from your sweets, and then over here are your imported. These are at the art walk last night. I took the lemon curd. And we have these pastry shells.
Aren't they sweet? We ship these
to caterers all over the country. There are 64 in a pack.
Wow.
And what I did last night was put the lemon curd in a Ziploc bag and just clipped the end of it off, laid all my shells out, filled them with the lemon curd, put whipped cream on top. They were eating. It's like a baby bite size. There we go.
Nope.
A bite-sized lemon pie.
Wow.
They're absolutely very
good. Oh, and look,
good.
You've got,
so
I've never seen apple curd.
Apple curd. It's like an apple pie.
And raspberry curd and key lime curd.
Key lime. The raspberry is fun to do in the pastry shell and then shaved chocolate on top. It's really good. It's
Yum.
Really good. And then there's probably two of the most popular questions we get in here, but one of them is, what do you have that's local?
Right.
People that come in, especially if you're traveling and you want to take something back to. This is a muscadine jelly.
Oh, wow.
And it's Jenny's. She lives out in Mount Ida. Brings it in, rolls it in with her grandson. She makes these and has been making them for years.
Jenny's Country Kitchen, Arkansas muscadine jelly.
Jelly.
Wow.
And the next question is, what's a muscadine? It's like, it's an Arkansas grape. You know, all my grandpa and everybody had muscadine wine in their little basement or something. But these are all are imported. This is, we import these from Wales. Mint jelly, which is huge around Easter, and some marmalades.
Wow.
And then you can't have sweet stuff without cookies, so we kind of have these things are just like popcorn, but even better. This is the Moravian cookies. They are thin, and they are crispy, and they have got a wonderful story behind them about when the people came over to Salem, and they made these cookies to kind of help them make money, and they were coming over here, getting away from trying to get the religious freedom and things, but they have
in North Carolina. So
North Carolina.
Yeah. So those are Moravian toasted coconut caramel with sea salt, which is very popular right now. Anything? I'd be happy to take those off your hands. And the spicy ginger. Wow.
And then Rustic Bakery. This is a company just right outside of San Francisco, and their company looks towards the Golden Gate Bridge.
Wow.
And in January we were in San Francisco for the food show, and we've carried their crackers, but this is a new line of their a new line of cookies for them.
Look, he did just what you said. He went right to the sweet stuff. I love that. That was great.
This is a fairly new line of the Tea Forte.
Yeah, you have not. I didn't know you did teas.
Yes. And we, again, from the food show, these are the little Katie cups.
Those are great.
I have to take the lids off because they're. I can see they got a big. Got broken a couple
times.
But look
how pretty it is.
But isn't it neat? But the lid, you put the tea in here. It's got the diffuser in it. Put the lid on it. This is dishwasher safe, microwavable safe, and it's double insulated so your hands don't burn.
Oh, wow. What a beautiful cup.
And then these are the single teas. This blueberry Merlot is. Just smell that one.
Oh, doesn't that smell wonderful?
And it's great iced or it's great hot. So we have their single steep teas. These are their silken infusers. They have won awards for their product design.
Oh, what a beautiful. Yeah, you know, I've actually had this tea and it is quite lovely. Oh, yum.
Tea is so good for you. If I was not such a coffeeaholic, I would.
You know, I've actually transitioned. I've transitioned from tea, from coffee to tea. I still have coffee every now and then, but that is so beautiful. And look at this. I love this beautiful pug teapot that matches this beautiful cup.
We've got the cups, and I know we have The cherry blossom. We can't we sell that faster than we can get.
Oh, it's beautiful.
And I'm actually out of that one right now. And tea. Of course, you have to have honey.
Oh, isn't that nice?
This is Zeke Friedman. He works with Arkansas Bee Farmer, or American Bee Farmers, I'm sorry. And what I love about his product is that it's all natural honey. It's not cooked. It's not processed.
It's right off the comb.
Right off the comb. But they move the hives around. So you have Florida orange blossom. The bees are going to go to the closest place they can get. So they're going to keep them by the orange blossom trees. And it has just a real mild orange taste. Same with the Maine blueberry. They move the hives around, keep them by the blueberry. Oh, my goodness.
They're having fun now.
The bird ran into the window. So each one of them is from a different state. We also have Richard's Honey, which is a local honey.
Yeah,
so again,
from El Dorado. That's great.
People say what's local. And then this is our imported honey from Italy, which is the acacia honey is one of my favorites.
Oh.
That's one of my favorites.
You know, it's funny because I don't think people realize how different honey can be until they start tasting different honeys.
Yes.
And then they realize, oh, wow, this is really different. Like this star thistle is so much different than the orange blossom or, you know. So I don't think people realize that.
And part of what we do is education and just letting people know why they're different, because they're like, oh, is that blueberry flavored? No, it actually comes from blueberries. Letting them know the benefits of raw honey.
Exactly.
They're so used to the little bear that stays, forever really thin. They don't realize that's been cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked and cooked. Cooked all the goodness out of it. These almost solidify and you just keep stirring them, but it's better for you.
Yeah.
And so that's why there's a difference. So we explain that to people when they ask, why is this honey white, or why didn't it move, and where's your bear?
Yeah, you know, I do. Every time I come to the Savory Pantry, I hear people talking about not only what it is that they're buying, but the origin and where it, why you all have it. I met Keely one time in San Diego. I was at a medical meeting. She was at a food show, one of the largest food shows in the country in San Diego. And I know that she keeps up on this.
We do.
Mean, she has an incredible eye for quality and great,
she does.
Great
and
things.
She
so.
Does. We leave at the end of June for the food show in New York. And we'll be there until July the 2nd.
Wow.
And so that's when they get the food, the Sophie Award winners and everything will actually be announced there at the food show. And we have several of the products that are nominated for Sophie's. We have them in here, which is fun.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, wow, look. This is one of my favorite. Yeah, this is the chocolate section of the library.
And it has the Dolce de Leche, which is from Argentina. And then these are fun, the chocolate cappuccino liqueur and the butter rum sauce, ice cream, coffee. Put it into your brownie recipe. These are new from Stonewall. They're their pie fillings. Dump it in a pie crust.
That's
ready
it.
To go.
And so we're talking about Maine blueberry and mixed berry and pecan.
And that one, we take to food shows, and you just put some eggs and butter in it, and it makes a beautiful pecan pie.
Oh, I bet it does.
Baking is not my thing.
That's interesting. You all are selling the Stonewall pie crust. Mm-hmm.
That's something new for them. And it's, again, they use quality ingredients, not a lot of fillers and things, so it's a nice thing to have with here. And then you can do a great little Mother's Day gift.
Put all that together.
Yeah, together
to the baker in your
there
life.
You go, to the baker in your life.
Wow.
And then
okay.
So then breakfast is kind of a main.
This is
main
so
right
much
here.
Fun. You know, this is. I love, Kathy, that the Savory Pantry is not a huge store, but you could spend 2 hours in here.
People do. Yes. And I love it because they'll come through, they'll walk all the way through, and they're like, well, I don't want to carry all that. They'll come back, and then they'll buy. Or you'll see the ones that'll buy, go next door and eat, and then they come back and buy something else. Because it's like, I quit thinking about this blueberry syrup.
And I think Keely still sends out a newsletter, and sometimes she'll have it next door. And so people will come through here waiting for their table. Then they go sit down, and they pick up the Savory Pantry newsletter, and they're thinking, I didn't see that over there. I need to go back and find that.
Yes, that's one of my jobs is making this newsletter.
It's
love it. That is my
fabulous. It's a fabulous newsletter.
And it keeps it. Try to include recipes.
So this is kind of pancake stuff here, but
apple butter from the pancake shop.
Oh wow! Look at the size of those apple butters.
Big. Well, you have the apple butter.
That is
great. You have to have a whole lot of apple butter.
Now let me ask you something. I didn't even realize this, but are you all selling this at food shows?
Or no. I mean, since you go to food shows, no, this is your not. Own stuff.
That's our own stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, that's our own stuff.
I thought maybe there's another thing I don't know about Keeley.
Well, not yet. Right now we're just in the buy and selling. Buy it and bring it in. And then sugars. And again, people are like, what is a caster sugar? Why do I want brown sugar cubes? These are from the island of Emeritus. And
wow.
Again, they're not bleached. They're raw. They're natural. They're good for you, as good as sugar things could be.
And once again, looking at all these different sugars, they all have a different taste.
They all have a different texture.
They have a different purpose. They do things that are, you know.
People that are bakers come in and they know exactly what to do with them. The dark muscovado is like a dark, dark brown sugar. The demerara is more of a finishing sugar.
Mm-hmm.
The caster sugar, if you're making meringues, I mean,
and it, oh, isn't it, it's fine.
Dissolves instantly.
Yeah, yeah.
You can put that, that in beautiful? Iced tea and it will dissolve. You don't have that big ring stuff at the end.
Look at that. It says cakes, meringues, custard mousses, iced tea, and fruit.
Yes.
Love it.
This dissolves very easy. And then we also have the vanilla beans.
Mm.
Two big vanilla beans in there that you can just kind of scrape out. So,
and then plus the Madagascar.
And you have to have the Madagascar. Yeah. We just brought in the vanilla paste.
Mm.
But this actually won the Go To Food Award last year.
Wow.
One of the best of the condiments.
And they also, I mean, it's not easy to find pure lemon extract or pure orange extract, and you all have pure almond extract, all those.
And the pure coffee, and this has got a recipe for the coffee meringues, which I haven't tried that yet.
Ooh, that's yummy.
Doesn't look good.
Yummy. Now, look at this. This is the dad section.
See,
I bet you...
This is the man cave.
You all have probably taken tons of things at the Savory Pantry out of here for...
Father's Day. Yes, we have been doing.
This is the barbecue section.
This is the barbecue land. Rufus Teague, we had brought in last year, and besides the fact that it looks like a really cool flask bottle,
it does. Okay, I've got to taste these now. What's the difference?
Sweet, and this is a touch of heat.
Oh, a touch of heat. Okay, I have no.
And they're out of Kansas City.
Oh, that is good.
Good.
Really good. Okay, I'm going to change my spoons. This is the dirty spoons. Yes. Yeah. So when you come to the Savory Pantry, you do have to learn the dirty spoon bowl and the clean spoon bowl. You don't know double dipping. Mm.
We watch very closely.
Especially
here.
When there's children,
there's
right?
Children here. Miranda's great, and she's like, okay, go pull the chocolate sauce. That little boy's been over there. And they're just eating like I just put a bowl down in front of them. Like,
mommy, mommy, there's a bowl of chocolate I got to eat.
I'm in heaven.
Wow.
And then he also does a rub.
Wow.
And then this we're excited about. This is a new
one. That is bizarre. Look at this. This is here we are. I hate to say this, but here we are in the barbecue aisle, and there is a white barbecue mm-hmm. sauce, basically.
This is the ivory sauce. Lily's Q is, they're out of Chicago. And the chef McKenna has won Memphis in May with his pork shoulder using the smoky, which is their most popular. But the ivory is an Alabama mayonnaise-based sauce.
I'll be darned. I've never...
Coleslaw, potato salad, chicken
ever.
Fingers, french fries.
Yum.
It's very good.
Ivory barbecue sauce.
We have samples on the front that were...
We're going to get back to that then. Oh, now I've had Captain Rodney's. This is good stuff.
And we're doing the cheese bake today, which is... very low calorie and not fattening at all. It's cream cheese, cheddar cheese, bacon, Ritz crackers, green onions, so you have some vegetables in there, and then you put this on top of it, guys go nuts, and girls.
Now, describe what Captain Rodney's is, because Captain Rodney's, I think, is very unique. It's kind of a sweet, spicy.
They call it a boucan glaze, and... we don't keep it refrigerated, but it's like a syrup almost. Baby back ribs, I've done that with this stuff on there, and they're just to die for.
Well, and there's been a lot of things that I've made that is a dip. You make a dip, and then you pour Captain Rodney's on it.
Yes, and that's this one. And they got the recipes on each of these really cool bottles with a little flip lid, the cheese bake, where you pour that on top of it. You can just dump it over cream cheese even.
Now, this looks like the peach barbecue is a little different. But
that's one of their newer ones, and it's got a kick to it. And then they have a chicken bake recipe that we do with that one, and then again pour that on top of it.
Wow.
And then they've got
the tequila lime.
Mm-hmm. And then the lime ginger.
Wow, they are really branching out.
The boucan glaze that really started their company, and then this Jezebel sauce is a ham glaze, and again they all have recipes, which is what is we love, because you get people say, oh, I bought this and it's sitting in my cabinet and I don't know what to do with it. I said, well, get it out of your cabinet and make something. So this got recipe cards. They've got recipes on here.
And that's really primarily what your newsletter does. It takes the ingredients we have. Now, you know, that's a good question, because here we are sitting in front of a beautiful section of different sauces. I mean, they look like they could be definitely a salad dressing, but they're really not. There's lots of different sauces. So if you look at just this area with a whiskey sauce and a teriyaki marinade and a jalapeno sauce and an Indian curry sauce, what are the staples that you need to have in your home in order to use all these?
Each of these is different for a little bit of different kinds of protein. So if someone wants to marinate, and also if you're going to marinate or if you're going to glaze. If people want to marinate a steak, we have a Cabernet roasted garlic, which is thinner.
Wow, it's beautiful.
And it's got rosemary and all these fresh herbs in there.
And it's oil. You can see the oil base.
So it's going to actually go in and permeate the meat to where, you know, a lot of these other ones, you're going to put it on at the end. Otherwise, it's going to set your grill on fire and you're going to have a nice burnt jar of meat.
So some of them are dipping sauces. Some of them are marinades. Some of them.
And then a lot of these, like Dulcet, and they have been, you can see all the different magazines and different awards that they have won. They actually give you lots of serving suggestions. So on this lemon dill and mustard sauce, lemon, mustard, and dill sauce, the main thing I tell people to use this with, they say, I want something with salmon. Okay, well, here you go.
Oh, that's perfect.
But then also it works with chicken. You can put it in potato salad instead of mayonnaise.
Oh, wow.
You can use it in deviled eggs. You can use it with, as a salad dressing as well. So they give you all these uses so you don't buy this and go home and not know what to do with it or just use it for one thing. Because I'd rather have something that's really versatile.
Yeah.
And I can use it no matter what.
And the savory pantry, I think, is exactly what, you know, that's where so much of this, it really lends itself to creativity.
Yes.
To say, try it as a marinade, or try it over cream cheese, or try it in a cold slaw, or try it whatever, but it gives you that experiment. You know, you can really experiment with some of this stuff.
It does. And I love when our customers, they will come in and say, do you know what I did with that?
I've got one of those for you today.
Yes.
I've got one of those.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good.
You know the sweet jalapenos that you have?
Yes.
They're so good. And lots of times people just put those over cream cheese.
Uh-huh.
Well, I chopped them up and put them in my egg salad.
Oh, yum.
It was so good. You know, usually you have sweet pickle relish in an egg salad.
Yes.
Well, I put sweet jalapenos.
And those
it
sweet
was
jalapenos
out of this
addictive.
World. Out of this
I'm
world.
I'm going to put that on my list of things. People say, what do I do with this?
Yeah, put it in egg salad.
Put it in egg salad. So that's, and then these new with the sriracha teriyaki, that's a big one. Sriracha's on all the magazines and all the cooking shows and everything right now. Stonewall Kitchen. So we kind of have it arranged by grouping, but also people, you know, will come in and I'm doing pork tonight. What would you suggest? I'm doing steak tonight. What would you suggest? Or I'm so tired of just doing dill with my fish. What do you want? Well, this mango tequila jalapeno.
Oh, wow. I just tasted that. That was fabulous, by the way.
On salmon or on tilapia or something like that.
And I love mango. I love it.
And it just makes it different. So if you're trying to eat healthy and you're sick of the same old thing, same old. Just do a little bit different glaze or a different dipping sauce.
Okay, so I'm going to try this dipping sauce, which is pineapple sake teriyaki. And I'm a huge Asian fan, so.
I do a teriyaki steak with this one.
That is good.
I'll just put the, and I just get whatever is the at least expensive cut of meat, you know, that I can find, a London broil or something. Let it sit overnight, put it in a Ziploc bag, and then just throw that on the grill. It's so good.
You know, that is, you know, it's got a soy sauce flavor to it, but it's not so salty soy sauce.
Yes.
It's really mild. What a lovely flavor that is.
I think the pineapple kind of takes some of that saltiness out.
Now, this is interesting to me because this is the drink section.
The drink section right next
which
to the barbecue.
I thought this was spaghetti sauce, and here it is. It is Bloody Mary mixer.
It's Bloody Mary mixer. It's from McClure's, which is a third-generation pickle company. These guys have been on Food Network, Rachel Ray. You have to look at their video online. They are just characters. One of them used to be an actor, and then the other one, I don't remember what he was in, but their products are amazing. They still hand pack all their pickles, and the Bloody Mary mix is made, and we've got some samples over here.
That's what we need Sunday morning.
Yeah, it's the Bloody Mary. People are like, fill this up for me. but it's made with the spicy pickle brine, so it has dill.
Oh, wow.
And it just blows people away. Plus, it's very hot.
And you like that in
like
a Bloody Mary?
I like the hot. We just brought in these drink mixers from Stonewall, the Sea Breeze and the Margarita Mix. And I'm not a grapefruit fan, but that sea breeze is really good.
Oh, I bet it is. I'm a huge grapefruit fan. So, lots of spices. Once again, this is the gourmet kitchen at Savory Pantry. Yes. This is the gourmet kitchen's.
So
this
now,
is
now
sta- these are staples.
Now, yeah, now you need some of your seasoning. So we have this is a truffle and salt. You got truffles?
I love truffles.
This is so good.
Yeah.
Baked potatoes, popcorn, scrambled eggs.
Yum.
It just takes a little bit. The Florida sel, which is your caviar of salt, it is wooden raked when they go in when the tide is receded, and they just rake the very tip top. So it's still a little moist almost, but it's big flakes, and you see a lot of the chefs are using it on caramels and,
yes,
and with cooking
this
and things.
This is huge on caramels.
Yes, it stays crunchy. And then we have the saffron. We have the paprika.
Oh, and good paprika, is so fabulous.
And it is so good for you. If you read, I've been reading a lot about spices and paprika. I've been putting that on my scrambled eggs. We've got the hot and the sweet potato salad. Saffron, what they go through to get that little bitty jar of saffron.
Yeah, I love this. You know, they sell saffron, but this is actually quite a bit for $27, to be honest with you. And it comes in the sweetest little jar.
Isn't that cute?
I do love that. I love that.
And wild Sicilian rosemary and mountain oregano. And then these, we have the candied ginger. So all the different spices and everything that you need.
Really fine spices.
Fine spices, which are so essential.
We're back. I'm Mary Tweet, and this is Arkansas Cooks. You can find out more about the Savory Pantry by going to my website, arkansascooks.com. You can also go to, you guessed it, savorypantry.com. Now, if you're interested in writing me, you can do that at mary@arkansascooks.com. I love to hear from folks, and the way people connect with me is always wonderful. Thank you. Well, that's all the time we have today for Arkansas Cooks. Thanks for tuning in. I want to thank Kathy Rasmussen, and next week we taste even more good stuff. Also, thanks for the tremendous help that I get from Travis Hill. He makes me sound so good. This is Mary Tweet reminding all you Arkansas cooks, life is too short to eat bad food. So only eat good food, and eat it with great people that you love. It'll taste so much better.